With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Vice President J.D. Vance says negotiations with Iran have ended in Pakistan after 21 hours without reaching an agreement.
Mr. Vance spoke briefly to reporters after the talks concluded before dawn on Sunday. Two Pakistani officials spoke on condition of anonymity. They say discussions between the heads of the delegations will resume after a break. However, some technical personnel from both teams are still meeting.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. The landmark bargaining ended days after a fragile two-week ceasefire was announced. Prominent supporters of California's Congressman Eric Swalwell's bid for governor are withdrawing their support.
On Friday, the congressman taking to his X account, denying allegations he sexually assaulted a woman who worked for him.
These allegations of sexual assault are flat false. They're absolutely false.
Slowell, among the leading Democrats in the race to replace Governor Gavin Newsom, a likely presidential candidate who calls the allegations from multiple sources deeply troubling and says they must be taken seriously. The San Francisco Chronicle reporting the woman said Slowell sexually assaulted her in 2019 and 2024. I'm Julie Walker.
Slowell did not end his campaign. The NYPD is conducting an internal investigation after police shot and killed a man with a machete at Grand Central Station. Commissioner Jessica Titch says officers ordered the man to drop the weapon, but he refused.
The individual was armed with a large knife, described as a machete, and was behaving erratically, repeatedly stating that he was Lucifer. The individual refused to comply with at least 20 orders to drop the knife. Officers also attempted to de-escalate and offer assistance, saying, "We are going to get you help."
This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports that Christians in Iraq are still having trouble.
According to a new analysis by England's all-party parliamentary group for international freedom of religion or belief, Iraqi believers still face violent persecution and repression years after ISIS was finally expelled from the country. Christians living in the Kurdistan region are doing pretty well, but elsewhere in the country, they're still being victimized by their Muslim neighbors. Christians make up just about 3% of Iraq's population. Michael Harrington reporting.
Lawmakers in Belarus have passed a bill that would levy punishments on people who promote the LGBT agenda in an echo of legislation adopted in neighboring Russia. The upper house has given final approval for the measure, and it goes next to President Alexander Lukashenko for his expected signature. The bill makes the propaganda of homosexual relations, gender change, refusal to have children, and pedophilia punishable by fines, community labor, and 15-day arrest. This is SRN News. An inmate in Texas death row for nearly half a century has had his sentence overturned.
70-year-old Clarence Curtis Jordan was convicted in 1978 of murdering a Houston grocer. He is intellectually disabled and was found incompetent for execution. For almost four decades, Jordan did not have an attorney to advocate for him. But in 2024, he was appointed an attorney as news emerged that there were numerous delayed criminal appeals in Harris County. Following his new legal advocacy, the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals vacated his death sentence. But Jordan's conviction remains. His case has been sent back to Harris County for a new punishment proceeding. I'm Mike Hempen.
If Roy McIlroy is able to hang on and win his second consecutive Masters, he'll walk away with $4.5 billion. That's up from the $4.2 million he won last year. The Masters on Saturday announced its prize purse is $22.5 million overall. More details at srnnews.com.